Okay, let's get into Tehillim Perek Chavav. We are into the Perek relating to the Ladavids. This Perek starts off with Ladavid. The next Perek starts off with Ladavid. The previous Perek starts off with Ladavid. These are Ladavids that are going to row. The next one, of course, is going to be the famous Ladavid Hashem Ori. A number of Prakim here that start off with Ladavid. This Perek, David HaMelech says, I try to do my best and I act betamim. Hashem, please protect me. Please protect me from sitting amongst those who do not follow your path. Some say this is about physical enemies. Many say this sounds like it's about spiritual enemies. I try to be with and have a chevra of those who follow you, and I will sing out to you for all of the goodness that you have given me. So that's this parak that we have here, parak Chavav. So here we go, Ladavid. Shafteini Hashem. Hashem, judge me. Again, a number of important Ma'amari Chazal that come out of the psukim in this parak. Hashem, judge me, ki ata ani besumi halachti. Judge me because I walk in a straight path. Ubashem batachti, and in Hashem I have pitachon lo emad. I will not falter. I will not shake. Rashi and the other Mefarshim quote that David here, David says to Hashem, please judge me. Ubamakam acher, but later on in Kuf Mem Gimel, David says, al tavo v'mishpat imanu. Don't judge me. Says, you want to be judged or not? So Amar David, kshata danas rishayim shafteini. Well, when you're judging rishayim, feel free to judge me because I think I'm better than a rasha. So in relative terms, that sounds good. Ki lefi rishayim ani tzadik, kshata danas tzadikim al tivieni b'mishpat. But it says the Medrash that Rashi quotes. But when you're judging tzadikim, David Alex says, don't put me in that class because David's anava reflects that he doesn't think that he's going to be found innocent and found a tzadik depending on who he was with. That relates to this. Mamar Chazal about Noach and about when Lot doesn't want to go to a city because he's nervous about the relativism. But either way, this is David HaMelech. B'chaneini Hashem b'naseini. David says, please examine me, give me a bechina, and test me. Tsarfa kilios avilibi. My heart and my innards have been purified. So this pasuk, b'chaneini Hashem b'naseini, that is basis for a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Kuv Zayin, where David HaMelech is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why aren't I an Av? Why are there only three Avos and not four? The Gemara says, Amar Yudam Arav, La'olam al-Yavo, al-Yavi, Adam Atzmoli De Nisayon. A person should try not to put themselves into a Nisayon situation. Shehari David HaMelech Yisrael, Hevi Atzmoli De Nisayon, David HaMelech brought himself into a Nisayon, V'nichshal, and he failed. We say every morning, we don't want to be in Nisayon situations. That's not how Avodas Hashem works. But David HaMelech, what happened? Amar lefan everybona shalom, ibn ma omrim elokei Avraham, elokei Yisraf, elokei Yaakov, veinom elokei David. David HaMelech asks, why in Shmoneh Esrei does everyone say Avraham, Yisraf, Yaakov, and not me? Amar, which again is unusual, because throughout the Sefer we see David HaMelech's anava. So what was this? It was part of the divine plan. Or David HaMelech saying, I want Bnei Yisrael to have this chuyos that I have. But either way, Amar inu minsuli va'at lo minsusli. They were tested by me, and you weren't tested by me. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam, b'chaneini v'naseini. Test me! Shenemar b'chaneini Hashem v'naseini. Right, our pasuk. Amar Hashem says, you asked for it, minsin alach al test. You va'avidna milsa b'hadach, and I'll do something with you. Dilodetu lo hodatinu. I never even told them the topic of their test. I just tested them. V'ilu ana komodin alcha d'minasin alcha b'dvar erva. I'm testing you with dvar erva. Right, he told it to him. And then right after that, we have the story of David and Bathsheba. And we know David HaMelech did not succeed, whatever the chait was. And then later on, David HaMelech says to Hashem, Mecholi aloso avon, shalo yomru, har shebachem tzipar nadadatu. But that's the test. We generally say that testing, we don't ask for tests. We do not ask for tests. The Reb Moshe Feinstein writes that we try to be out of the situation of tests as much as we can. He's been daik that in a double lashon in Parshas Vayeshev, where the pasuk says when Yosef HaTzadik was overcoming and being kovish es yisro by Yeshes Potifar, the pasuk says Vayazov bigdo biyada vayanas vayetze hachutza. What's the vayanas and vayetze hachutza? The double, he ran and he went out. The Heira cross says Reb Moshe she Yosef afal pisha haya batuach shalei kashal ba'avera af kshi sharsham. Yosef knew, he felt in control. Even if he stays there, ach mikom akom nas misham, he still ran out. Vayanas, vayetze achutza. Bishim shekal adam tzorach leilich mimakom nisayon. Every person has to run away from the place of nisayon. Lo ke'elu shachoshvim, yoser mitzvahu kisha omed ben nisayon. Not like those who think that, oh, it's a greater mitzvah when I'm omed. De enokein. Elohakshin is dami lo nisayin va'aman basa. When you have a nisayin, you have to stand up to it, but not that you ask for it. Avotzorach is darish lo lovely de nisayin. That's definitely better. Kitzorach l'kayim ratzon Hashem v'lo b'shul l'vaki schar yoser. You have to be mekayim the ratzon Hashem, not to ask for greater schar. V'zem madrega yoter gadola, to see the test and not go into the test, that is greater. That is a greater schar. Right? Ramesh HaChachma says, this was a mistake that people make. Some say this was the mistake of Adam and Chava, by eating from the Eitz Hadas. But the Mesh HaChachma writes in Parshas Nitzavim on the psukim that are, difficult to translate the Pashup Shah, but it says, Tanyish Bachem Shora Rosh Falanav is Barech Bovavo, Lemar Shalom Yeli Ki Bishrusli Be'elech. What's the Pshat? So says the Mesh HaChachma, it's talking about this type of attitude. What's the best way to get close to Hashem? Hayim ze pele? Is it a wonder? Ki yatzom einav v'yigdor ha'tayva v'yirbe belimud v'yasmin b'tfilu b'tishbachos? If you close your eyes and you're marbe belimud b'tfila v'yidavuk aidei zel Hashem, is that such a great thing? Elo yisarev b'rachovos u'bishvakim, go on the streets v'yisyachidim nashim ha'asuros v'yelech b'shruyas libo u'bechozos Yosef omitz b'yiras Hashem. That would be an amazing accomplishment. That's what the pasuk says. Maybe there's one amongst you that thinks shalom yeli, right? When I conquer, be b'shrusli b'yelech, and that's a higher level. No. That's terrible. Lo yov Hashem sloach lo. Hashem will get upset. So again, not to put myself into a situation of nisayon. Unlike David HaMelech in this pasuk. So again, David HaMelech in this pasuk says, test me, but again, the pashup shot of the pasuk is that, Hashem, look at me, I'm trying my best. Continue. Ki chastuchel v'negedeino, your chesed is always in front of my eyes. V'salachti b'amitecha, I go in your emes. I saw the Rinas Yitzchak has two beautiful pshatim on this pasuk. And that is, chastuchel v'negedeino. What does that mean? Avodas Hashem, explains, based on the Michtam Elio, is built on Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov. Like all the Sifrei HaKodesh, Shalom Adam Lahodos Lashem, Al Kol HaTov Sheyaselo, Ubishvilam Alav LaKayim Is Kol HaMitzvos. Because of the Hakaras HaTov we have for Hashem, He gives us life. So then, based on that, right, we do the mitzvos, and that's even merumas in the Aseres Hadibros. Anochi Hashem Lakech Asher Tzisicha Meres Mitzrayim. Right, that Hakara is Mechayev Avodas Hashem. That's David HaMelecher. Ki Chastacha LeNeged Einai. Your Chesed is in front of my eyes. So much you do for me. V'Salachti B'Mitach, and therefore I go in your Emes, in your truth, because I have a Hakaras HaTov for that. That's like that line in the Ramban. The Ramban has one line. The Ramban has one line in that big piece at the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban says, "Ve'ein kel elyon chafetz betachtonim." There is nothing more that Hashem wants. Milvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yode leilokav shebra'o. That a person recognize Hashem and be moda to Him. That's the goal. That's what nothing more that Hashem wants. Then noda, right? To be nakir the noda. Says one pshat. Your chesed is in front of me. V'salachti b'amitecha. The other idea is that we know there's a mitzvah of halachta b'drachav, right? Many times, eight times, I think, in the Torah, on the first page of Avas Chesed, the Chavetz Chaim catalogs all the times that it says in different forms, "Be like Hashem, halachta b'drachav." So that's a mitzvah. It's one of the 613. The Rambam and the Chinuch counted. So here, maybe that's another idea, right? I look at your chesed and I follow and I copy it. V'salachti b'amitecha, and then I will go in your MS, because based on that mitzvah of v'halachta b'drachav. So that's two pshatim on this pasuk. Lo yashavti imisei shav. David says, I didn't sit with those who waste their time, who walk in falsehood, vim na'alamim, na'alamim, those who are ne'alam, those who are hidden, they do falsehood in private, lo avo, I'm not going to be in their company. Sanesi kahal mereim, I stay away from the kahal mereim, those who gather, who do to evil, vim rishayim lo eshev, right? I guard who I'm with. Erechatz b'nikayon kapai, I wash my hands with purity, v'asov es mizbach ha'ashem. Right, so this pasuk of Erechaz Rekapai, that's Makar, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Tezvav. This is the Makar for washing one's hands before davening. When we have davening, Gemara says, Amar Yochanan, Kalanifne, anybody goes to the bathroom, V'no tel yadav, U'meniach tefillin, V'korei kriyashmo mispalel, Ma'alel avakasav ki lubana mizbeach, V'hikrav alav karban. Shenemar Erechaz Benikion Kapai, if you wash your hands, V'asoves mizbacha, so washing your hands properly before davening is like building a mizbeach and giving a karban on it. That's the Gemara. If you look in the Yalkut specifically relates this pasuk to to Sukkos, right? To Sukkos, because that's when else are you going around the Mizbeach. Vasovava es Mizbachacha. So Erchaz B'Nechon Kapai says the Yalkut. Davar Acher, after quoting the Pshat of the Gemara, Erchaz B'Nechon Kapai, Shihei B'Mekach V'lo B'Gezel. So first of all, Erchaz B'Nechon with cleanliness. Kidetan Lulav Agazel V'Yavish Pasol. Shiyavo Naki Min Chamasu B'Nechon Gezel Shalo Yei Sanegar Nasa Kategar. So the mitzvah I'm doing shouldn't be a Kategar. If I stole it, v'achar kach v'yasov es b'chach Hashem with my true lulav, ki had the tanina b'chol yom ayam akif and zemes beach pamachas v'omer ana Hashem hoshia na. So this is a reference to the hakafa that is done on Sukkos. Rav Soloveitchik, in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav, Hashkafas HaRav, he quotes in chapter 16. He talks about hakafas there. He starts off by quoting this pasuk and the yalkut, and then he says there are different types of hakafas. Different types of hakafas. He says there is hakafas of what we call hoshanis, and that is that in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, they went around the Mizbeach with their Arba Minim, and nowadays we go around the Torah, around the Bima. The Arba Minim, he has it as two. The Arba Minim around the Mizbeach in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, the Arba Minim around the Sefer Torah after the Korban, and the Sefer Torah around an empty Bima on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Right, and therefore he says we appreciate encircling a Mizbeach or a Sefer Torah, thereby acknowledging their centrality. But what is the significance of the Sefer Torah encircling an empty center on Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah? The answer is that the center is not empty. God is symbolically there. When nobody is there, someone is there. There is no place bereft of his presence. And that's what we think about when we go around by Hakafas. The encircling Sefer Torah pay homage to their divine author, acknowledging that the purpose of Torah is to direct us to God. So all different types of hakafas. And then he goes into more depth there. But that's Erchaz ben Kabai. He relates it to the Yalkut that talks about the going around on Sukkos. Lashmiya b'kol todah, to announce with a kol todah, with a thankful voice, ulasaper kol niflo osecha, and to tell over kol niflo osecha, all of your wonders. Again, this is, we mentioned this numerous times already, but that's what the Tehillim's about. And that is the Netziv in Parshas Tzav, where the Netziv talks about Karban Todah. That Karban Todah has so much to eat and so little time to eat it, right? Usually a Karban Shlamim has 2 days with the night in between to eat it, and the Karban Todah is just that night, that day and that night. And the Karban Todah comes with 40 loaves. So 4 of them go to the Kohanim, but 36 are the owners. How are you going to eat 36 loaves? There's so much. So says the Hamak Davar, says the Netziv, because there's two elements of Chiyuv Todah. There's the Chiyuv Todah private and the Chiyuv Todah public, that we might call it. Voha Inyan, says the Netziv. The Tachlis Todah Shabbat, this is partly in the Hamak Davar and then in the Harchiv Davar on the bottom. The Tachlis Todah Shabbat Lanes, who could the Saper Chasti Hashem Shagamal Alav. Right? The whole purpose of a carbon Todah and being Todah is to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. And V'hainu Dechsiv, that's what we say in Hallel. L'cha ez lach zevach Todah uv'shem Hashem Ekra. Nedarai l'Hashem HaShalem negdana l'chol amo. There's two things going on here. And then b'chatzos beis Hashem, p'zochechi Yerushalayim. V'yish l'havin amamar sheyishlan nidro negad kol amo. Mazeh shevach. What does it mean to be Mishalem is neder in front of everyone? For Hashem doresh b'na adam sheyhatznei leches im alokav. Says the Netziv, we have Hatznei Leches. V'sukasha, what does it mean? B'sochechi Yerushalayim, b'chatzos beis Hashem, Yerushalayim. Ella says the Netziv, trei mili kamar. There's two elements, there's two things going on here. L'cha ez lach zavach todah, that's the carbon. U'v'shem Hashem ekra, who kol todah l'Hashem tzvakos al anes. There's the carbon and the sipur. U'bir al havas ha-carbon, nedarai l'Hashem ha-shalem, v'al hodas b'shem Hashem, negdar al-chalamo. This parallel, A-B-A-B. And then, that's the two parts. Umitam ze riba akasav belechem umiyet bezman achilas toda mikol shlamim. That's why there's so much to eat and so little time to eat it. Haynu kadesh shehe marbe reyim l'suda achas biyom akrava. So you have to invite a lot of people. You have so much food and you don't want to have no sar. Yesipar anes lefnei rov anashim, and the telling over of the miracles in front of so many people. V'yar b'chalas lekohanim v'chulu. Some say this is also parallel to the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is like a Korban Todah, which has special loaves with it. We have matzah, and we have the mitzvah of Sipur. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is like what the Netziv says here, the ha-chiyav ha-gadas Todah, by a Korban Todah, maybe that's the parallel to, and the root of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which goes along with the Korban Pesach, which is a form of Todah. Again, it's definitely, both types of shlamims, The Rambam calls all of them shlamim, but they're different types. And this is the alluded to in Lashmiya b'kol toda ulesaper kol niflo secha. Then we quote the pasuk. Here's the pasuk that we say every morning in Matovu. Hashem ahavti ma'on beisecha. Hashem, I love your ma'on. So we say as we go into shul, we say it's not a burden. This is where I want to be. Hashem ahavti ma'on beisecha umakom mishkan kvodecha. The Radak says in context, David was referring to the makom where the Aron was. Right, he didn't have a beis hamikdash yet. But the Radak says, "Hu abayis shahaya bo ha'aron, v'sham alavim v'akohanim neviim v'chasidim u'kedoshim b'shar se'akel." That's where all of the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. And David HaMelech continues and says, "Al te'asofim chatoam nafshi. I've lived with the tzaddikim. Please, I would like to die with the tzaddikim. Don't be osef nafshi with the sinners. V'im anshei damim chayai. And with the people who are full of bloodshed. Asher bideim zima v'imina malashocha. That's not me. David, I want to be able to be with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and stay with you in this world and in the next world." Again, David HaMelech is reflecting the importance of Chevra. He keeps saying, "I wasn't with them b'chayai, so please, I don't want to be with them b'mosi." Right? The Rambam, we've quoted also in the past, the Rambam's importance in Hilchos Deos, the importance of surroundings. David HaMelech is saying, "I took precautions. I created and I focused on who my chever was going to be." Because the Rambam says we're so influenced by our chever, right? The Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Deos, Derech Bir Yaso. It's the way of a person, Shal Adam, Lios Nimshach B'deosav U'B'masav Achareyav V'chaveirav. It's natural that we're pulled after the opinions and the actions of our friends, V'noei B'minag Anshei Medinaso. And we act like the minag of those in our country. L'fichach Tzarech Adam L'hischaber L'tzadikim. We have to be connected to learn from their actions, and not follow Rishayim. And this is what Shlomo says. Right, the first parak. This parak actually has some parallels to the first parak. You have to pick the Medina, you have to pick the neighborhood, you have to pick the shul. Right, this is all about making sure that we pick our appropriate surroundings, and that's exactly what Donald says in this parak, right? That I've chosen my surroundings, so Hashem, please help me. Continuing, Ani besumi eleich pedeni vatzileni. I'm going, I go with tumi, incompleteness. So the Gemara says that Avram Avinu uttered this, again, not the same pasuk, or maybe the idea, when he was on his way to the Akedah. The Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, peites, beginning of Chelek, peites amid beis, right before Chelek is Tafsadi. Right, Peites Mabez, the Gemara says that the Satan so hard didn't want Avram Avinu to do the Akedah. Right, the Gemara quotes the Nisan of the Akedah. Which son? I have two sons. I love them both. So he did it. Kadma Satan LaDerech V'Amar Lo Anisa Davar Elecha T'Lah Nisarta Rabim V'Adam Ruffles. You're so old. You're so weak. Now, how could you be doing it? Amar Lo Ani B'Tumi Elech. I'm going. Stop it. Avram says to the Satan. Armalo, alo, you're ascha kislasecha. You're fool. Armalo, zacharna miu naki avad. Kiven dechatel kasham yele. Once he sees it's not working, so he tries other things. The Medrash says he tries to be a big river. But this is ani besumi. Avram saying, I'm going. And David Melech quotes that as well. Ani betumi elich pedeni v'chaneni. I'm going in my completeness. I saw a nice drush in the Kamotzi Shalal Rav here on this pasuk. He quotes this from the Or Shraga, Feish Fishman from Pressburg. He says, obviously we know from many sources that it's greater to not only help oneself in Ruchnias, but to lift up others, with others. If I focus only on myself, then I don't have as much protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I focusing on others, I have tremendous protection. Harisha, and the one who focuses on themselves, eino eneo batuach mi lipo bereshes achei ta'orev la'adam. Right? He's not so, shouldn't be so confident. But the second one, kol mezake es harabim, ein chet ba'al yado. If somebody's mezake the rabim, then the chet doesn't come. Im yishmar kodesh baruch hu es harishon, o yatzilenu miyogam anacha mitzorv etzuka. If Hashem protects the one who just focuses on themselves, okay, he might protect them, but it kind of cut across you. Right? There's a mi etzachuyos. And he has to David to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me, give me a matnas chinam. But the second one, he doesn't lose any skuyos. and he doesn't have to even daven so hard in that way because he knows the koach of the tzibur is protecting him. So he says, that's what these two psukim say at the end. When I'm going in my own tumi, I'm going with my own completeness, then I have to daven hard. Pedeni v'chaneni, please redeem me and give me favor. Baragli umda b'mishar, my foot is very strong. I don't even have to daven so hard, but makelim avarech Hashem. When I'm in the multitudes and I'm giving blessings to Hashem and inspiring others. So we should always remember that we focus on others, like the beautiful words of the Chasam Sofer and his Akdama to Yeredeya. The page is called Pituche Chosam, where he says, Avram Avinu, Hashem loved him not because he reached the highest levels. He could have reached even higher levels, like Chanoch, but he chose to inspire others, and that's what made him great. And that's what David HaMelech says. That's what I've tried to do as well. So please help me out. Okay, we'll stop here.